Hristiyanlığın Yahudilere bakışı İncil'deki anlatıma göre biraz iç açıcı değil tabi. Ama Kur'an'da Yahudi kavmi, Museviler şefkat duyulması gereken insanlar olarak belirtilir. Yahudilere genel anlamda Museviler diyeyim ben. Tabii ki şefkat duyulması lazım. Yani gerçek.
Approach of Christianity towards the Jews is not the pleasant as described in the Bible, but the Quran tells us we must feel affection for the Jewish people, for the Jews. We must feel love for the Jews in general. I mean, if someone is a genuine Jew and sincerely wants to live by his faith, he is one of the people of the book. And if one wishes, one can marry these people, marry their women. One can eat with them and have business relations and social relations with them and live in the same part of town. We can live as brothers. In that sense, love for the Jews is a religious obligation. This is very normal and useful, and itself an act of worship. But the real danger and the problem we face is that unbelieving Jews portray themselves as devout and seek to rule the world under the influence of Satan and with their links to Freemasonry. Otherwise, no harm comes to anyone from devout, sincere Jews who merely live according to their own religion. They seek to abide by the commands of the Torah, and Islam protects them.
Ehli kitabın hükmü Kur'an'da açıkça belirtilmiştir. Peygamberimizin fiili sünnetiyle daha çok açıktır. Ehli kitap bizim kardeşlerimizdir, Ermeniler.
The commands regarding the people of the book is set out very clearly in the Quran. And the actions and sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are also very clear. The people of the book are our brothers. Armenians, Jews, the Orthodox, Protestants, the Christian world, in other words, are all our brothers. We believe in the same Allah. Allah is the same Allah in the Judaic world, the Christian world, and Islam. They all have the same basic beliefs, for which reason the existence of the people of the book is a blessing. In other words, it's a great blessing that they are not irreligious or part of some other heretical movement, but are actually the people of the book. There is nothing to alarm Muslims in this, it's perfectly reasonable. Because Allah says in the Quran that the people of the book exist. They will do good things and Muslims will do good things. They are people one can live with as brothers, talk with, eat and drink with, and one can even marry Christian or Jewish girls and live an entirely normal social life with them. They are also trustworthy. If a woman becomes someone's wife, if he has children by that woman, and if they live together in the same family, that means a very powerful friendship and love. The standpoint of Islam is not merely the well-being of Muslims, but also on that of the people of the book and of the associators, because they will also be protected. They also need to be protected. Allah informs in a verse, "I seek refuge with Allah from Satan." They convey them to a place where they are safe. Allah commands us to accompany and protect them. This verse is for associators. So Allah instructs us to safeguard them, even if they are pagans. Muslims are under obligation to protect their lives. Therefore, laicism is imperative for having each one of them as first-class citizens. This is not open to discussion. It's a requisite in Islam.